This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today, another candidate interview and probably the first time we've covered a race in Congressional District Number 2 after the census changed the boundaries in the past couple of years. A good chunk of Douglas County now in the 2nd District, so we're going to tackle that. Joseph Yetter, the Democratic candidate for Congress, thanks for coming in.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
So talk about your background, your career, help people get to know you better.
Sure. I appreciate that. I am currently a small-scale farmer near Azalea, Oregon, in South County. Before that, I had a long career in medicine and the military. I had about 36 years wearing the uniform of the United States, most of that as a physician and as a teacher. I practiced on 3 continents. I lived on 2 of those continents during my career and commanded a hospital and delivered babies and treated snotty noses and had a great time in a military career.
Wow.
And then my wife and I settled to South Douglas County and have a farm, small cow-calf operation, and I came out of a very comfortable retirement to run for Congress.
So, and obviously when you've got a situation like that, a lot of people would say, why are you doing this? You could just sit there and enjoy your farm and take it a little easier.
Yeah, I get the why, Joe, why question quite a lot because I am running in a very conservative district, but I came out of retirement because I could no longer be comfortably retired. The events of January 6th were really what were a wake-up call for me because our nation was attacked, our capital was attacked, and democracy itself was attacked. And I looked around and I said, oh, look, a man by the name of Cliff Bentz is going to be my congressman, and I just can't have that. And ever since then, I've been, I don't know what I want to say, confirmed in my decision because of increasingly bad things that I think that my representative has done in Congress, and I resolved to change that.
So when did you get interested in politics? I'm curious if this was a more recent development in your life or if during your time in the military you had some interest as well.
Well, I've always been interested in politics. I've never run for a political position before. I did run for and win a position on the Board of Trustees at Umpqua Community College some years back. But that's the only office I've ever run for, although I consider that wearing the uniform of the United States was having an office with the United States of America.
Now, are you still on the UCC board?
I am not. I left the board a few weeks before the mass shooting there.
Okay. Talk about your Democratic Party involvement. It seems like you've been pretty involved behind the scenes.
I have been involved in the party. I have been involved in the Douglas County Democratic Party for some time. I worked with the campaigns for Peter DeFazio and for other Democrats in the state over a number of years.
So why pick a congressional race? Some people would say, you know, if you've been on a college board and you're looking for something else, you know, it's kind of a big jump.
It is a huge jump. It really is. At the time that I filed to run, no one else had run, and I could not let Cliff Bentz run unopposed. So I filed. Another person filed on the last day of filing, and he and I ran not against each other, but basically for the position. I won, so I am the nominee.
So what strengths do you bring to the table that would make you a good congressman?
Well, I have a background in administration and in healthcare. I commanded a hospital at Supreme Headquarters Allied Powers Europe, which think NATO, in Belgium, in Mons, Belgium. It was an international hospital and clinic, and I had to deal with the politics of about 30 different nations, the patients from those nations, and the doctors from about a dozen of those different nations. There were all kinds of problems, high level and low level. There were security issues that I became familiar with, international issues that I became familiar with. And so that experience really lent me some expertise in negotiations and having people get along. Similarly, I commanded a hospital laboratory in El Paso, Texas, at William Beaumont Army Medical Center. I ran the lab there with hundreds of employees and basically well over $1 million worth of budget and so on. So those details of management still are with me.
And when you look at issues, is there a big driving issue in the country that really you'd be interested in attacking as a congressman?
Well, sure. There are a lot of issues, and they come down to democracy and freedom and economic prosperity for everybody. I think that democracy is on the line right now with attack on voting rights and the counting of votes. I believe that every American who is entitled to vote ought to be able to vote easily, that the votes ought to be counted, and that the vote determine the outcome of the election. That seems kind of simple. And a year ago, 2 years ago, I would have said it goes without saying, it doesn't anymore. With regard to freedom, I would have said a couple of years ago that everyone was free to control their own body. But now that has to be said. People have to have control over their own bodies. There's reproductive health care. There's the right to marry and to love whom you want, and all kinds of individual freedoms that are now on the line. And my opponent voted to disenfranchise millions of Americans just 72 hours after pledging to defend the Constitution. He is a radical forced birther, and refuses to say that the election was fully legitimate. And he refuses to engage me in a debate, oh, by the way.
And he was a member of the legislature before. This was his first term in Congress, right?
It was, yeah. So he was sworn in on January 3rd of 2021. And then on the 6th of January, he voted against seating electors to the college.
So let's talk about some of the issues that are making the news a lot. Everyone's looking at inflation and going, all right, what do you do?
Yeah. So what do you do? A lot of things have already been done that we haven't quite seen the effects of. The president has released more petroleum from the Strategic Reserve. That will help. He's looked at decreasing price gouging by oil companies that are now experiencing record profits in the face of record prices. The Inflation Reduction Act that was just passed lowers the cost of prescription drugs by limiting what people have to pay for insulin and allows Medicare to negotiate prices for the very first time. My opponent, Cliff Bentz, voted against that. He is apparently in favor of Medicare not being able to negotiate prices, and he's not in favor of a $35 cap on insulin, either for seniors or for anybody else. I personally believe, as a physician who knows that insulin is a drug that's over 100 years old, and for which the patent was sold for exactly $1, ought to be a bunch cheaper than it is. It's price gouging by the pharmaceuticals. You look at price gouging up and down the line, there's been testimony in Congress that it accounts for over 50% of the inflation that we do see. The rest of the inflation is systemic because the world is coming out of the coronavirus pandemic. Our inflation here is 8.2% right now. It's much better than all of Europe, which averages about 10%. It's better than Russia, that averages about 14%. And it's better than Turkey, that averages about 84%. So we're less than one-tenth the countries like Turkey that are near Russia. That's small comfort to people who are paying increased prices. But it shows that our policies are working to decrease inflation.
All right, more when we come back. Joe Yetter, Democratic candidate for Congress in the 2nd District. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1245 on Inside Douglas County News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1. Your cue with Shannon Sebastian on the way at 4 o'clock. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, the current incumbent in Congressional District 2, Cliff Bentz, will be on with us. Joseph Yetter in today. He is a retired U.S. Army colonel, a doctor and farmer, and now running for Congress. We're kind of talking through some issues right now. And I'm curious, especially with your background in the military, when you look at the world situation right now with Russia, Ukraine, and some of the other rumblings going on, what are your thoughts about U.S. policy?
Oh, that is a complicated question and a complex answer. I think the U.S. policy right now of supporting the efforts of the brave people of Ukraine are the right thing to do. I think that we do not want the United States to have involved troops in a ground war in Europe. They're not now. They should not be. But anything beyond that, as far as material support to Ukraine and to our NATO allies in Europe, I would pull out all the stops on that.
What about spending and the national debt? What are your concerns there?
Well, all of us have to be concerned about spending and debt. There is a certain amount of wasteful government spending. I look to my own people in the Department of Defense that there are weapons systems that don't work, that the Pentagon didn't want, and that we're still paying for. We need to stop that stupid spending. We ought never get involved in stupid wars as we have been in the past. However, we have to spend enough to make sure that our forces are the most nimble, most lethal, powerful forces in the world. We have to do that.
What about U.S. education policy? Any changes that you would make there?
I think that we need to spend more attention to providing quality, safe schools. And whatever the federal government can do and has to do that, I would support. I went to school during the post-Sputnik era, and the federal government increased the quality of schools immensely. Science, technology, engineering, and math were emphasized then. They need to be emphasized again.
Let's talk about forest policy. That's a big issue in Douglas County.
It is a huge issue in Douglas County and elsewhere throughout the 2nd Congressional District. So we face unprecedented drought, we face unprecedented forest fires, and we have to look to fuels reduction in the forest with scientifically based forest management. The good news is there's kind of an intersection of fuels reduction and, say, providing housing. Just over here in Riddle, we have a company that is doing cross-laminated timber. And mass timber has been used in Europe to build buildings already that are up to 18 stories high and may go up into the 20s and even 40 stories high. Because wood, if it were invented, there would be hundreds of Nobel Prizes awarded to the people that invented wood. It's a marvelous material. Now, what we can do with a cross-laminated timber, for instance, is we can pull logs out of the forest that are basically fuel for fire that are currently not marketable grade, but they are marketable grade with CLT, and turn them into housing for people in the face of a housing shortage. So all along the way, you create jobs by doing forestry, by making the timbers and building the buildings, and you wind up sequestering this carbon in buildings, in cities, housing people for decades and hundreds of years.
Let's talk about infrastructure. That used to be kind of just a Peter DeFazio word before it got a lot bigger. It was an area that he certainly focused on and around the country. And when you look at the 2nd District, which is bigger than a lot of states, there are roads, there are bridges. Many of them are older. Some are federal, some are state. But do we need to be looking at that differently or address some things that are starting to be too old to be operational?
We do. There are roads, bridges, airports that all need repair. Repair of infrastructure isn't sexy, but it's absolutely necessary. New infrastructure is absolutely necessary. Both repairs and new infrastructure were covered in the bipartisan infrastructure bill, and even more of it covered in the Inflation Reduction Act. We need to be doing more. I've seen incredibly great projects up in the Pendleton area. Right here at home, we have some bridges that have been repaired and replaced with those funds. We need to be doing it. We need to be doing more.
If you're elected, are there particular committees you'd be interested in getting on? Obviously, as a freshman, you come in and they tell you what committee you're going to be on. But if you had to pick, what would you do?
Veterans. I have a... Veterans are deep in my heart, not just because I am a veteran and my dad was and my granddad was and all kind of stuff, but because I've seen the kinds of sacrifice that our service members and their families made for all those years. Right now, the Veterans Administration does not do a good enough job about accessing people into the system. It's hard to get recognized for their service and their disabilities. And when they are taken care of, we have inadequate numbers of providers and inadequate numbers of facilities available. My opponent in this race, Cliff Bentz, voted against the PACT Act that would have granted and did grant, because he was overruled, medical care for people exposed to toxic burn pits in Iraq and Afghanistan, people who came home with lung disease, heart disease, dementia, and other health problems from those toxic burn pits. He voted against that. I would always vote for and work for more benefits for veterans. We owe it to these people.
As you've gone through the fall campaign, what's been the reaction to your run for Congress?
Well, I think it's been pretty good. I have driven many thousands of miles through this 59,000 square mile district. And I've met people, you know, in parks and in barns and in restaurants and in bars. And people are receptive to the notion that we all share a whole set of common interests and a common set of values. Every one of us wants democracy and freedom, economic prosperity, clean air, wise use of water and resources, and building a future that our children all deserve.
About a minute left on Inside Douglas County. If somebody wants to find out more about your campaign, how do they connect with you?
Well, the best thing is to go to the website, joefororegon.com, or even easier to remember is bettervoteyetter.com. One word, bettervoteyetter.com.
Go ahead.
I look forward to hearing from folks.
So give me a kind of a 30-second wrap-up of somebody's on the fence, why they should vote for you.
Well, vote for me because I will support democracy and freedom, economic prosperity, and I'll always support our veterans.
All right. Joe Yetter, retired Army colonel, Democratic candidate for Congress in the 2nd District. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks so very much.
That wraps up Inside Douglas County for today. A lot more ahead. Keep your radio on. Check 541radio.com, the 541 Radio app, and the KQAN Facebook page. More on Inside Douglas County tomorrow at 12:30 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQAN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.